From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting a deadline on Iran nuclear negotiations has been extended. International negotiations on Iran's nuclear program have been extended a week to July 7th after the self-imposed deadline to reach a comprehensive deal by June 30th came and went. At the White House Tuesday, President Obama cautioned the U.S. would walk away from a nuclear deal with Iran if he's not convinced it would block Tehran's path to building a nuclear weapon.
There has been a lot of talk on the other side from the Iranian negotiators about whether, in fact, they can abide by some of the terms that came up in Luzon. If they cannot, that's going to be a problem, because I've said from the start, I will walk away from the negotiations if, in fact, it's a bad deal.
The talks in Vienna are believed to hinge on the scope of international inspections and the timing of the lifting of sanctions hurting Iran's economy. Meanwhile, the UN Atomic Energy Watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency, is reportedly set to announce that Iran has complied with a preliminary deal requiring a reduction in its stockpile of low-enriched uranium. Liberia Tuesday announced the return of the deadly Ebola virus weeks after the West African country was declared Ebola-free with a positive test on a body of a teenager, the first confirmed case since May 9th. Bernice Dawn, the country's health minister, says the 17-year-old died June 24 and was safely buried after the body was swabbed for testing purposes.
The sample was sent out for testing. It was sent to the laboratory for testing. On receipt of this positive result, the incident management system activated a team to conduct a detailed investigation in the area.
More than 11,000 have died of Ebola across West Africa in the past 18 months. This is VOA News. Indonesian officials say more than 140 perished when a military transport plane crashed into a residential neighborhood on the island of Sumatra Tuesday. There were 122 people on board the ill-fated Hercules C-130, which slammed into a hotel and two homes in Medan shortly after takeoff. The plane was attempting to return to the airport, reportedly with engine trouble. Greece is officially in default after missing a $1.8 billion loan repayment to the International Monetary Fund. European finance ministers decided Tuesday against extending a bailout program which would have enabled Athens to meet its obligations. The ministers plan to hold more talks Wednesday. Greek businessmen hope for a quick solution. Konstantinos Mikalos is head of the Athens Chamber of Commerce.
We are losing 59 businesses per day. 600 jobs are being lost as a result of this economic policy, and therefore we need to find an alternative solution.
Greece's next hope would be for the IMF to agree to a Greek request to extend the ban. Tunisian officials say the gunman who killed 38 at a Tunisian hotel beach resort last week was trained at a jihadist camp in Libya last year. The officials told Western media the gunman, Saif Rezgui, trained in Libya at the same time as two other Tunisian gunmen who killed more than 20 at the Bardo Museum in Tunis back in March. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for both. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond acknowledges the IS group poses a significant security challenge.
I think the thing that's changed is the spread of ISIL into the ungoverned territory of Libya, a neighboring country to Tunisia. As ISIL has spread across Libya, it has posed a threat not just to us, but to the neighboring countries, which sadly we've seen realized in this attack in Tunisia.
Many of those killed near Sousse were British nationals. Others were from Germany, Ireland, Belgium, and Portugal. Dozens were wounded. The UN says another 10,000 Burundians fled the country last weekend ahead of Monday's controversial parliamentary election. Since the country's turmoil began with the decision by President Pierre Nkurunziza to seek a third term, more than 140,000 are believed to have fled Burundi for neighboring countries, including Tanzania, Uganda, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Rwanda. Burundi holds a presidential poll on July 15th. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has vowed to strengthen anti-terror laws and blamed the country's outlawed Muslim Brotherhood for Monday's assassination of the country's top prosecutor. He spoke Tuesday at the funeral of Hisham Barakat, who oversaw the cases against thousands of Islamists. The French Defense Ministry says two soldiers have been suspended for child abuse allegations in Burkina Faso. They're part of a French force of more than 200 involved in anti-terror operations. Similar allegations have been approached against several French soldiers in Central African Republic.
That's the latest world news from VOA.